favorite podcast full coverage. I literally almost had a brain, like I
fart.
Reset. I
was welcome back reset. To your,
well, what are you welcoming me back to again? Like, I literally was like losing
no,
it right
you
now.
You were like, what channel am I on?
Yeah. Which channel am I on? TikTok am I YouTube? What am I doing? Yeah. What is up, you guys? How are you guys doing today? Your favorite host, of course, Mandy Anyway.
Marley.
Mandy Moore.
Marley, you want to rock with it?
Period. Yeah. That was really funny.
Y'all gave Tyler a bunch of fucking nicknames, too. Yeah. That was so cute.
Do you know what was really funny? I actually got tagged today on TikTok, and it was like, Mandy Moore is doing this thing, da, da, da. And someone tagged me like, oh, my God, I didn't know you were doing this. And I'm like, I said, that is the full fam right there.
Okay, so Mandy Moore was tagged.
I was tagged.
You were tagged as Mandy Moore.
As Mandy Moore. And I got it. And it was just cracking me up. So I'm like, the inside jokes that we have with the full fam really like makes me giggle.
Yeah.
The boulder. Remember the boulder?
Oh, the boulder's
like,
iconic.
The inside jokes that we have with
the
them.
Boulders,
the race that we haven't done yet.
We'll do that. Okay, we're going to get to that.
We are going to race. I promise
we're gonna
you.
We're going to use our last crumbs of energy.
And we're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
And because it's going to, especially because it's going to be more chill outside, like, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be dark, gonna, like, though. So that's the only thing.
Oh, you think it's going to be that dark?
Time change.
Not that dark.
We'll see.
Time change is my pit. You know that.
Oh, let's get into it.
The time change is my pit because it's starting to get really dark.
Oh!
Really early. And the second this starts to happen, my seasonal depression starts to activate.
Do you want to know what the... It's not a bigger problem.
What?
It's actually a smaller problem.
It's an adjacent problem.
For me as a content creator, you don't know anything about this. I'm just kidding.
You're fucking laugh right now. It was such a like villainous. It was a villainous laugh.
I cracked myself up so hard for no good. Reason.
No,
by
I
the
love
way.
It.
For absolutely no reason. Love that. Sometimes I just think nothing is so funny. But so I film majority of my content with sunlight.
Uh-huh.
Especially like Instagram stuff. Like I would say majority of it, I use natural lighting, especially mm-hmm. YouTube videos.
Oh yeah.
Like filming in front of, you know, the camera, vlogging, all that. So this time of year, I produce less content because I do not have time because you're like, we'll just get up earlier. The sun is not out
Baby.
Like to be usable until like afternoon, like mm-hmm. after 12 o'clock, that's whenever you're able to use the natural lighting. So now I just have the, like from 12 to 4 to do everything.
And any like, kind of content to film.
Any type of everything mm-hmm. to film. Whereas in the summertime, I have until like 8 p.m. I have eight
it's
hours.
Literally crazy.
To do anything and everything. So I create so much more content. But this time of year, I absolutely, by the way, despise. I wish they would quit setting the time back.
Me too.
It's so stupid.
Because like it's going to be dark regardless. Like it just happens. Like it's going to be.
Like
it's
why make it worse?
Why make it worse? It's going to be dark earlier. Like that's just like what it is. That's the reality of like the world and the sun.
Yeah.
So I took
the orbit
of the fucking universe. I took a nap yesterday. I fell asleep at like at 4 o'clock, still light out. I woke up at like 5:30. It was a long nap.
I hate you so much.
And it was pitch black. I literally thought I was in the Twilight Zone.
Wow.
Pitch black. And I literally was like, oh no. So now it's kind of like, should I just stay in bed? Because of depression.
Just go to sleep.
I'm like, now I'm like, should I just stay here
just
and watch Selling
going.
Sunset
yes.
the whole night?
Yes, you should.
But I didn't.
Oh.
I got up and I did film.
That's because you like to film at nighttime.
I do.
It disturbs me.
I know.
I hate
we're
that.
Different.
We are different.
I'm a night
owl.
Manny
likes to get his work done like in the dark hours of the
yes.
night. And I
won't
like to
like
get up early. See that.
That's why.
And I'm long, long, long asleep.
You're long gone
long,
by then.
Long
by then
gone.
You're a goner. And like, because I don't wake up till like 9:10.
The day is done. When Manny gets up, my day, I'm done. I'm done. The day is done. If I woke up at that time, bitch.
Imagine.
I see. Our times are just skewed. Like the time
totally.
That we're awake, it's just like different.
It's like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm up super late.
So you're doing stuff
so
at
I'm
that
doing
hour.
Stuff at that hour, yep.
But while you're sleeping in the morning, I'm working.
I literally like stopped filming last night at like 10 p.m.
That's what time I begin in bed, honey.
But I napped.
It's good, that is how you
that
do
nap.
It.
That's
how you
I was
do
able
it.
To, like, just, like,
I'm
last.
Not a napper.
You're not a napper.
Mm-mm.
You're a fucking boom, 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 boom. You're a doer.
I'm a doer. I'm not a napper.
Mm-mm. So, but the thing is, now that the seasonal depression is coming into play because it's getting dark early, I just feel a lot less motivated. For me, and my seasonal depression is more so like the motivation mm-hmm. lacking mm-hmm. a lot. It's not as much like being like sad necessarily. It's the atmosphere that I'm very
That's
like
a creepy depression.
Yeah, exactly.
Lack
it's very
of motivation.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
like, I'm not devastated of the time. Like, I actually love the holiday season. I love fall. I love that time. Yeah. It's the, like,
I don't like when it gets dark.
Fact that I'm like,
I don't like that at all.
I don't like it either.
I don't like
that. I want to just stay bright longer.
It's so much fun when you go out with your friends in the summertime. It's still light out and it gets dark as you're out. Mm-hmm. I don't want to leave my house when it's pitch black.
At four? No, it's creepy. Uh-uh. It's creepy as hell.
I'm done.
Mm-mm. Okay, so that's my pimp.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
My pit is, I forgot it again.
By the way, we're doing rapid fire today.
Oh yeah, we're doing rapid fire. So we're going to begin.
We're doing a couple of little tops.
My pit is, okay, so every year I buy this Dior advent calendar.
Uh-huh.
And last year it was a total bust. It was $750.
Ew.
Ew, correct.
That's too much.
That's disgusting. Horrible. Why would I buy that? For content.
For content,
that's why.
Though.
People last year ripped me. I think it was last year they ripped me a little. They're like, why would you buy that? It's so stupid to waste your money. But I did explain this year. I was like, guys, to you, it's like you're just buying junk to have junk. To me, I bought it to make content. I don't even want it.
Yeah,
like,
of course. You're doing it to see.
Sample box, okay?
Uh-huh. You're doing it to see, like, if it's worth it or not.
Right, for the consumer. Yes. For the reviews, for the enjoyment of just pure entertainment.
For the content. To buy it so you don't have to.
I buy it so you don't have to. Yeah. So, you know, this year I bought it and I was like, let me see if it's better than last year's. Ooh. Because it's an interesting concept to have that kind of price tag.
Is it really that? How much
is
it?
It's nothing. It's $750. And after taxes and shipping and everything, it was like over $800.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so the box is literally, you guys can watch the video on my YouTube channel if you want to like see everything in it, but it's literally just filled with free samples.
There's no way.
They give away everything on their website that's in that box. They give away for free. Like if you make a big order, like they'll throw in some samples. Uh-huh. That's all that's in the box, except for there's like two items that's like
a wallet, a purse.
In my fucking dreams. People will be fighting for those boxes. They need to put a saddlebag in there.
Yeah, put a wallet in there. Put a fucking wallet in there. Card holder or something.
It's robbery, really. But
jewelry.
A diamond necklace. Cartier. Please.
In the Chanel. Put Cartier in the Dior box.
I had to cut one part of my video out because I accidentally said, I pulled out this box and it was so wide and big. Uh-huh. And I was like, what the fuck? A little ornament star, which you get for free whenever you buy something in the store. They tie it onto the bag as bag decor, just to let you know. And I was like, you could fit a fucking Chanel person here in the box. And then I was like, wait, that don't even make sense. This is a Dior box. I think I cut it out of the video, but I don't remember. But
so it was a terrible box is what you're saying.
It was the same samples as last year. How does that make sense? They probably switched out 2 out of 24 items for just like random samples. It was the exact same stuff. I don't get it.
Are they premium samples?
A couple of them are.
Big samples.
Two items were premium. You got the face wash, which was a premium deluxe sample, and they
I don't even like their face wash.
I know. And they have their moisturizer in there. They have the deluxe sample. So if you bought this size, it's $150. But you have to keep in mind.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So you get, that's like your big.
Your whammo.
Your whammo.
Okay.
So you get that and the rest is just bullshit pretty much. And then they put them.
What's the value of it?
Free because they don't sell. Oh, well, I guess they do sell like a couple, like the deluxe sample. Uh-huh. I don't know. I think the value is probably like $200.
And they sell for $750?
Yeah, you could have got. I could have got a pair of Dior slides for that, but
with all those free samples, content. But the content was needed.
Yeah, last year
crazy. Sorry to interrupt.
No,
that we uploaded the exact same time, the same type of video. That was crazy.
And
to
we
me.
Did not plan that. Manny texted me. He was like, "By the way, I just saw right now you uploaded your advent calendar and." I just uploaded an advent calendar.
No, literally,
video.
I bought several advent calendars to open for my video, and you did that one. I was like, what the fuck? And the thing is, like, you know, when you're about to upload, you like do the description, do all that stuff. I hadn't even seen that you uploaded, and it was you uploaded 3 minutes before I did. Is that not crazy without even knowing?
What advent calendars did you do?
Mac.
Okay. I heard Max was good.
It was. Slay.
I bought it. It's coming in. I'm not going to do a YouTube video on it, but I bought it because everyone was like, buy the Mac.
So good. It shook me to my core, actually. Wow. Almost everything is full size.
What?
Almost everything is full size.
Dior's out here robbing folks.
I got a Charlotte Tilbury one.
Okay, sickening. Mid. I got hers last year. Was it mid?
Uh-huh, it was mid. And then I got a Revolve one.
I bought that one.
Oh, yeah. I got the Revolve one.
And how would you think of it?
Mid as well. Okay. The Mac one was the only one that I truly was like, if you guys wanted to buy an advent calendar that was worth your coin, Mac was the only one.
I bought Mac and Revolve. I'm not going to open them on my YouTube channel. I just want to open them for short form content.
Yeah.
Form content.
Yeah.
But I did not look what was inside because obviously it would defeat the purpose because you know, online they have all these pictures and I was like,
don't even look. Don't even look. I'm telling you, you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
The Mac one's going to shake you to your core, your boots.
See, now it's like Estee Lauder owns MAC. If they can produce that, what's Dior doing?
And I was genuinely wondering too. I was like, how are they making money on this box? When you get it, you'll see what I'm talking about.
You're gonna MAC? Be like,
how is MAC making money on this box? You're gonna see what I'm talking about when you open it. I hope you get it soon because I really want to, like, you to like tell me.
I hope I do too. I ordered it last night.
Get so the we'll shit. See. So I'm hoping that you get it soon, but I'm telling you, it was a gag.
Wow. Well, I can't wait. Well, what's your peak?
My peak? Oh, my God. You know what my peak is? Is when we went to Nicole's wedding.
Oh.
Shout out to Nicole Cantillo, your wedding.
Yes.
So it's beautiful. So well, beautifully done. We took a party bus down there.
Well, first of all, I just like don't pay attention to things sometimes.
Neither.
And I didn't know where Temecula was. That's where she got married. I have heard of Temecula, but like I didn't know where that was located.
Oh, I didn't know it was as far as it was.
Honey.
Sure
and didn't. So Desi had texted us and she goes, you know, how are you getting to the wedding? And I was like, oh, I'm just gonna get a little Uber, you know,
yeah.
Ride over. And she was like, okay, well, it's like 4.5 hours away. And I was like, what?
We were gagged. What? We were gagged. I literally thought it was gonna be an hour and a half max.
Me too.
Genuinely, because I was just planning. I was like, "Oh, but me and Laura will just Uber there, like
we'll just go like car.
That." So then we were like, "Okay, so it's actually it's gonna be a moment in time that's gonna take to get there." So we end up just getting a party bus instead, with all of us and Val included, to take us there and to be able to take us back. That was the thing.
That was
like, we didn't want to stay the night.
A lot of people were like, it's such a far drive, so they just got like a hotel and stayed the night. But we had stuff to do, and Desi's got children to get back to.
Yeah, right.
So we needed to go back in the same night. And see, that's where it's tricky, because in Temecula, you're not going to catch a ride at 12 o'clock in the morning to drive you all the way to Los Angeles. Honey, no. So we had to like...
finesse and
do
finagle.
A plan. Yeah.
And honestly, it was just really fun to go on, because it was just like we were rowdy. We're a rowdy bunch.
I'm just
kidding. You know, with us, and Val and Desi and all their
guys.
Honey.
We were a rowdy mess.
We were a rowdy mess. And the thing is, I don't even drink, but I felt drunk.
Oh, it got you, didn't it?
It got me. I was secondhand.
We saw you dancing. We saw you dancing on that bus, honey.
Let's not talk about
that. We saw you moving that body.
No!
Yes.
It really was just an absolute shit show, and in the best way. Because it was so fun. Like, being on the bus was like one of my favorite parts.
It felt like I was on the bus for 3 days.
1,000%.
I was,
and then going home, I was like this.
Oh, we were dead going home. Like, we were so dead. Okay, and then
well,
oh my god, the wings. I don't know. It was just
we ordered, we got wings, and we got back to the house, and we were just like this,
a shell of a human.
We were just,
but the wedding was gorgeous, and congrats to Nicole and Riley. That it was absolutely stunning. It was delightful. She looked beautiful.
Stunning. I don't think she ever looked more beautiful.
I don't think so either. And she also, I thought was cool, like, she sang the song they danced to and surprised
crazy
because she sings so good.
Yes, it was so cool that she recorded their first dance.
That was really sickening. I was like, oh my god, this is Nicole
like
singing.
That's so special.
Yeah, so special. Insane. She had so many great people there too. It was like cool to see everybody. And it was a beautiful wedding.
I loved it. It was great. So that was like definitely one of my peaks recently, was just that our unwellness on the bus.
Yep. That was a journey, darling.
It was a journey through time. What about your peak?
My peak is, I meant to mention this last week, but Minim LA, we had a drop. So I want to talk a little bit about it. I'm actually wearing one of the tees. So we came out with our own custom basics. These are custom made, pattern design, quality, dyed.
Damn.
Sourced. Damn. Three-piece set. So it's sweatpants, crew neck, and I'm wearing the basic tee. Everything's a little loose fit and oversized, so you should order, like, your actual size because it's not going to fit tight.
It's going to be oversized.
It's going to be oversized. So this is a size small t-shirt I have tucked up. This is the color bone. We have three colors. So I'm wearing the basic tee and bone in a size small, but we have black, almond, and bone.
I love the color.
Thank
the color
you.
I like that it's, like, ribbed there.
Yes. All really the material cool. is super luxe. Like, this is not just like a plain Hanes t-shirt. Like, you can definitely feel
the quality.
Yeah.
It's so sickening, you guys. It really is so nice. I made Lori give me everything.
He did. We did sizing for him.
Yeah, I was like, this is going to be me. They're just beautiful. They're really beautiful pieces.
Made in the U.S. Made in Los Angeles, actually.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, made in Los Angeles. So, really nice stuff. This is like, you know, we've been working on our custom stuff and minimum exclusives versus our boutique side. And this is a big project for us. Like, just to be like transparent, this project cost us like over $60,000.
No.
Yeah. Just to do three colors, you know, and like that. I mean, people think clothing is just like nothing, you know what I mean?
Like,
it is. It's a big deal.
It's a big expense.
It's a big deal. It's a big launch for us. So yeah, we're super excited about it. So if you guys want some good basics, check it out at minimla.com. We have the sweatpants, the crew neck, and the tee. And I will tell you, the tee is the most popular item selling.
I mean, it's fucking slay.
People want the tee.
I mean, I love, who doesn't love a good tee?
I know. I like a good basic tee.
Yeah, me too. That's all I ever wear is basic tees.
Right.
That's
so,
like, my number one thing in my whole closet.
I get it. And we've gotten so far. We just launched last Friday, but we've gotten like really good feedback on it. So it's been good. It's been good. So we'll link it down below. You guys use discount code Manny.
Yeah, MUA. Use code Manny. Is it Manny MUA or code Manny?
I think it's Manny MUA.
Period. Use code Manny MUA.
You're going to get a discount.
Some coin. But no, honestly, the pieces are freaking slay.
Thank you.
Like, I'm very, very, very impressed. Like, when I was feeling them, I was like, damn, Laura, y'all outdid yourself.
Ooh.
And the fact that, like, it's like, I think it's really interesting, like, for you to even say, like, you know, it cost me this much money to make, because I think a lot of people don't know and don't realize how hard it is to be an indie brand.
That's why I say it. Now, I want to be more transparent because, like, I want to be transparent in what I'm doing and, like, how hard it is. People always assume just because we're OG influencers and we have a big following that everything is so easy and we can afford anything and everything and we just sell shit off the shelves and we're multimillionaires just rolling in money at the end of the day. And that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
Like, this launch was a risk to us. So it's like, I want to be more transparent. We recently went on to TK's podcast and she did cut a clip on TikTok, which kind of caught some wind. And they're like, do you make money for your brands? And me and Manny were like, no, not really.
Definitely not as much as we've made with, you know, Miami Way and Laura Lee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because the problem with the brands is like when you're self-funded, the money you make, like sure you make that money, but if you go blow it and spend it, that's the end of the brand. What's your next launch? Like how do you, so like our next launch, like people want more and they want it to grow and be bigger. Well, you have to come up with more money. So you have to sell more products. So it's like a revolving door kind of. So you're not necessarily with these brands, like walking away with this money. And you have to pay employees. We have to pay warehousing, overhead, shipping supplies, yes. Like stuff you wouldn't even believe that we have to pay for out of the money we make off the brand. So I don't know. I just feel like being really transparent with it and like not everything. Like this one little launch alone was over $60,000. Like look how many launches we've done and we have coming that I have money put into these brands. It's like an insane amount of money and it is a small business.
It's a risk.
It's a big risk. Mm-hmm. It's a huge, huge risk.
And you guys, our brands do well and we make money from them. It's not like we don't, and like we're very proud of what we've done with our brands.
Yeah,
but like the reality is when you're a smaller brand, it's just harder.
It's harder.
When you're indie, it's just harder, and it's like
and we people wouldn't... just assume because you're a big influencer that everything's easy and
beautiful.
Nothing's a risk, and you can just throw all this money in the trash, and that's just so not true.
It's not the truth. It's just like it's hard. Like there's just a lot of costs, a lot of things going on. I was telling Laura, I was like, I think we should do an episode dedicated to like being entrepreneurs, being brand owners, doing like. An episode dedicated to like what it actually is like being an indie brand and just like giving like real freaking tea.
Yeah.
Just talking about like, you know, the ins and outs of being a brand owner and what it's like and all that kind of stuff. I think it'd be interesting. Let us know in the comments down below if you guys think that would be an interesting episode. I think it'd be interesting personally, but I'm an entrepreneur. So of course I think it would be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, so if you guys don't think that's interesting, let us know too.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, let's get into our rapid fire because we have a lot of topics to be talking about.
We have
about
a lot of little smaller topics. Nothing like crazy.
Nothing crazy. Things have been pretty chill.
Things have been like more, well, at least this week. Because in the last several weeks, things have not been as chill. But now that we're filming, it's like things have slowed down.
Not that I want drama for influencers or celebrities.
Or tea or gossip, none of that stuff.
No tea or gossip, but Yeah, it's been a slower week, but there is some tidbits going on. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, some residge. Forma lets go privately of 23 employees, which
their entire social media team, essentially.
So basically, I'm going to read this article. It's very short, but it states exactly what they did.
The article's tea.
The article.
Sometimes I want to do, Laura? I want to sometimes have my laptop here just to be like, let me look that up.
You should do it. I see other people do that on podcasts.
I do too. I'm like, should we bring a laptop in? Like, should we even be more like,
get some facts going? Just 1 second.
You guys want some facts, some full facts?
Okay, so this article is by Hype Babe. That is the website. And it says, the title is Parent Company Forma Brands File Chapter 11 Bankruptcy, November 6, 2023. In addition to Forma Brands filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy at the top of 2023 behind... That's the company behind Morphe has undergone a round of layoffs. So in October this year, 2023, Forma Brands quietly let go of 23 employees. First of all, what were they supposed to do? Announce on their Instagram?
Hey guys, we're firing everyone. Everybody. Of course they're going to be doing
just
a silent.
Does anyone do a public?
Hey, flop.
Literally. Like, we're firing people. The decision taking effect immediately. The layoffs spanned across several departments, including social media, creative, marketing, influence relations, and communications. It's unknown how many employees are still with the company, but Forma has since begun to outsource work to agencies to bolster its creative marketing department. So it doesn't even sound to me, reading this article, that had anything to do with the bankruptcy. It sounded like those departments were not doing what they wanted to be done. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do a third party
agent.
They're going to an agent instead of doing in-house social media, which most huge brands do not do in-house. Mm-hmm. They have like one person in-house and then they hire a third-party agency. So what they're doing is normal.
It's normal. And the thing is, like, you guys, third-party agencies are like kind of like the middleman a lot of times. So agencies are a lot of times who reach out to influencers like Laura and I, and they'll be like, hey guys, we now rep this new brand. Are you guys interested in these products? Let us know. And like a lot of brand deals that we get are with the agency through the brands, like, it's like a funneling effect. So, like, the agencies are, like, known for, you know, make marketing plans, resources, all of that. Like, that's what they do full time. They're marketing agencies. The brand is just kind of like, okay, this is the money that we have. This is the budget. You guys create plans for it, funnel it to people, and this is what we're going to do. So, that's how a lot of times we will get brand deals. So, now, Morphe is doing the same funneling, or Forma is doing the same funneling effect.
They're changing up their format, which I personally think. They hate for anyone to get laid off, but my God, they went bankrupt. So they need to change their plan. Like they need to figure out, because what they had did not work. So it's like, especially like marketing, that's one of the biggest parts of a company. So like what they were doing did not work. So I actually think like,
maybe this will help it then.
I feel bad for anyone getting laid off. I can't imagine. And I'm like, damn, y'all wait till October right before the fucking holidays. Y'all can't let a hoe know, literally. 6 months before. Hey, by October, you need to find a new job.
Dude.
Like, that's least. I guess that's my argument. I don't really know the ins and outs of it. Same. So I can't really say. Dudes,
like, we obviously don't know.
This
like,
is
that
me like
world.
Speculating Same. And like throwing my little
It would have been nice
in.
If they could give people a heads up.
Because like, yeah, that it's like caring about human beings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
it's,
yeah,
it's honestly crazy. Do you think that the brands, like all the former brands, are gonna keep afloat, or do you think they're gonna?
I think they're gonna.
Like, do you think Morphe, Dragon Cosmetics, all of them? Do you think?
Most will sink, and I think because Morphe was always the biggest of all the brands, Morphe was like the one. I think they'll keep Morphe afloat, and probably I would assume
close all of them. Just to like
liquidize. Didn't Jacqueline say in her video where she was talking about closing her brands that she wasn't sure?
Yeah, she might close the beauty one.
There you go.
So she closed the other ones, but she might close the cosmetics. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But that's definitely what was said. And so I wonder, I'm like, if Morphe continues to make the money, like they're going to obviously funnel all the resources into Morphe to continue it going. And Morphe is still in Ulta and does good in Ulta.
It's been in Target.
No.
They have a huge... I'm like, you're so right.
But it's because Ulta works with Target now.
Oh, that is probably why.
So I wonder if that's...
But still, they have to fulfill the Target stores. That's big.
Dude, and that's like, you guys, when you start going into retailers, that's a conversation for like if we do an entrepreneurial episode. But you have to, you know, provide POs and provide product to all those stores.
Which means they're probably selling a lot of product, and that's what keeping the whole ship afloat is like...
Are they? Or they just have to make big POs in the beginning?
They're third-party sellers. I think like Ulta and Target's keeping Morphe alive.
Yeah, and TJ Maxx.
No, TJ... They're selling. Honestly, maybe.
But so I'm saying, like, they like things that they don't sell, they'll give it to TJ Maxx and get the money back. Yeah. So it's like a constant. Like, if you're not moving your product at all, or some certain products aren't moving, then you're going to give it to the retail discounters.
You know what I love so much?
What?
When Morphe sold some of my product because I was out of their store, so they sold what was left over to Marshalls, I think. And back then, that was record groundbreaking.
Oh, my God. Back then, it was
and now,
I can't even believe.
Everybody and their fucking mom's brand is in TJ Maxx, Nordstrom Rack, loaded up with Marshalls. I mean, I go see any and every influencer in there. And I'm like, oh, I love how this isn't a spectacle anymore. We're not shitting.
Back then.
Like, it was okay to take a massive dump on people for being in there, which I think is so fucked, in my opinion.
It's also had nothing to do with you, like.
Literally. I mean, it sucked. It was my brand, but that's what happens whenever, you know, you get in certain beds, you know, you take those risks.
Absolutely. So. And like, so, and obviously since Morphe is the one that like bought the product, they're going to essentially do what they have to do to move the product.
Yeah.
And so, and that applies for literally everyone. Like if you're a brand, and that's why you guys have probably seen like Jacqueline's stuff in TJ Maxx, like so many brands that have worked with Morphe, you'll see a lot of their stuff in those discount stores because they're trying to just move the product out of their shit too, especially since they were going bankrupt.
Yeah.
So they're just like, baby, get liquidized as much as
you can. I'm fine with all of it.
Absolutely.
But I'm like, not fine with making a spectacle out of it and bashing people for it. I think that's disgusting.
It's crazy.
And I think, I'm like, should the people be bashed for being in it or should we be bashing the people who are making fun of people for being in it? Like, who's in the wrong here?
And the thing is like, exactly. And I think that people that make fun of it, it's kind of like, girl, do you even know how business works?
Probably not.
Like, do you even know what you're even talking about?
Yeah, probably not.
And it's like, it feels very Kim. Like, if you had a business that you cared about, you would know.
I don't know the monologue. Yeah.
I don't know the monologue, but she's like, if you had a fucking business.
If you knew how to fucking run a business.
I'm thinking of that monologue in my mind. It's like, if you knew that, then like, it would be different. But yeah, back then it was like, oh my God, how I can't believe like there are flops.
Yeah.
And it's like, girl, that's not the case at all. It's this thing called MOQs. You have to hit for every color.
Third party companies working with. I mean, so many things that go with that. So yeah.
I think that like them going into this route of like having a, you know, a company that is doing their marketing for them is going to be good for them.
I do too.
So they can really focus more so on like the product.
I do too.
What their brand stands for. So many different things that like maybe it'll be nice to have a company that just focuses on their marketing so they can focus on their brand identity, really.
Yeah.
So I think it could be a good move, especially since they already went bankrupt. So
I think they have to make a move.
They have to.
I think they have to change everything because like once something didn't work, we already figured that out. So what's the next move? You got to figure something else out. So I mean, a lot of most massive corporations, there's very few that work just in-house with influencers, straight direct. Majority go through third-party companies because they have all the resources and they have all the contacts, all the connections. Who do you want to work with? We have all these people we already know. Like, we have their numbers and their rates and everything, and so it's just easier. So I think it's a good move for them. However, I do feel for the 23 employees that were let go.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah,
especially right before the holidays. It's just like a horrible time.
But okay, our next topic is an interesting topic with Rosanna Pansino versus Mr. Beast. You do not hear a lot of influencers going against Mr. Beast or like
not a one.
Okay, not a one.
Not a one. I don't know of any that have, you know, not necessarily gone toe-to-toe, but definitely haven't like said things and spoken out against Mr. Beast because he like low-key is literally like the king of YouTube.
Yeah.
Like he's kind of like the daddy of YouTube at this point.
And he's like done so much good charitable work for the community, for the world.
For multiple communities. So
with
it's like
his money, like what he's done with it. So I think it oftentimes keeps people from dragging him into stuff. Because
he has done so much good with his platform.
100%.
So the situation happened where Mr. Beast a few years back did a video where
this was two years ago.
So they did a hide and seek with influencers.
Okay.
And there was like whoever wins hide and seek gets $1 million for like a cause.
Okay.
For a cause. No, for like a cause. Like you get donated to charity.
I thought you were about to give an influencer $1 million.
I think it's like it was going to a cause or a charity.
That's fantastic. Of course. See, this is how Mr. Beast does it. Yeah.
How he just continues to like be good to the community as a whole. And so they did this. So Rosanna is in the video, Rosanna Pansino. We had her as a guest on the pod. She was in it, and in reality, she was top three. She, okay. Like, in the reality of what happened, like, she was top in three the game, in the actual that game, she in played, real life.
She was top three.
So when MrBeast comes out with the video is edited and the storytelling was told in a way where it looks like she was outed first, like she got out really quickly.
Really?
Not first, but definitely okay. like the first
okay.
round.
Okay.
And it was actually like made it seem where it was like Logan Paul lasted longer or like Lorray or like all these other creators were like.
Very relevant, popular creators.
Mm-hmm. Very relevant, very popular, very much like audiences that would probably be. Yes. Viewership. And also just like. People that might have a similar audience to Mr. Beast. Logan Paul's audience, you cannot tell me that's not going to be similar to Mr. Beast.
They mirror.
It's going to be mirrored in some capacity. Like, I just can't believe it wouldn't. So, I think that... So that was the situation that happened, right? So, Rosanna posted, like, this huge statement that was like, Mr. Beast lied. This video was a lie. Like, I was top three. And here's, like, the, you know, the proof behind it. Vlog footage, things like that have happened. Oh. And so, like, they showed, like... It was
they had vlog footage.
Yeah, I think she had vlog footage talking about like that, how she was like top three. And basically what happened was what was posted on his channel is not what really happened.
Interesting.
And so Rosanna was like, I was top three, especially like being a woman in top three. I was very proud of myself to get this far, to like beat out Logan Paul, beat out these really big competitors. Like, I survived longer than them. And I think it's unfair that I was taking a backseat and it just for the storytelling.
Yeah.
That's what she said. So I think that what she's saying is very valid and mm-hmm. like in what happened to her, like obviously I would be frustrated too. But for it to be 2 years later.
That was where I was like holding my breath because like, I was going to ask you when the video came out and she saw that they mm-hmm. like cut her early and like kind of cheated the system mm-hmm. for viewership, mm-hmm. I assume. Mm-hmm. Why, I guess. Like, I don't want to combat her, but like, why would she not contact Mr. Beast 2 years ago when the video came out and said, hey, what's his name?
Jimmy.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Like, why? Like,
did this happen?
Why did you do this?
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. Yeah, I agree. I think that this is definitely more of like a personal, like, hey, like this is what's going on. So basically what Rose said was that she's tired of letting people walk all over her.
Okay.
Which I can understand.
Yeah.
I can understand it.
You like have a breaking point.
To be a breaking point. And she's like, I'm at a breaking point. This happened 2 years ago. So it's kind of like almost like you're throwing these situations where it's like, I'm going to defend myself now mm-hmm. because I'm feeling defensive now.
Yeah.
But I think that because it has been so much time, it's kind of like fallen on weird ears or deaf ears in a way, because the next day or like similar soon after, she dropped like a music video and it was like really poor timing. Horrible timing. Did you know that? She dropped the video.
I did not know that.
She deleted it.
What?
She deleted it because of the backlash. It was kind of like, because then it turned into this storm of like, oh, so you're doing this for your video.
And then you dropped a music video. So people speculated that you dropped this information 2 years later for clout for the music video. Like that was the speculation.
Okay. And so Rosanna ended up making a public apology, deleted the video, made a public apology, being like, you know what, I'm sorry. Like, I'm gonna deal with this behind the scenes.
Oh my God.
We're
gonna
try to like apologize. We're gonna like kind of get through this. You know, I didn't mean to go in. And like, she got a lot of hate and she got like death threats. So that's obviously never okay. Like, death threats are never okay.
That male audience
is it's intense.
So intense it's and dangerous. Intense. And it's Mr. Very Beast scary. Has like a male audience. Yeah. So it's
very scary.
It's very scary.
And so she was getting a lot of death threats. So she's like, you know, I'm gonna make a public apology. So she made a public apology and then, like, a little bit later, she rescinded her apology. Laura, when I tell you, I couldn't believe what was going on. I have not seen something like this in years.
You've never seen something like this.
Honestly, I've probably never seen something like this in years. She was like, she rescinded her apology. She's like, you know what? I'm not going to apologize. Now I know that, like, because things have developed behind the scenes, like, it'll never be okay. Like, I don't know what, obviously, what happened. No one knows what really happened between them unless it was them. But it turned into this, like, really this clusterfuck of a situation where it's like, I think that if Ro would have just like made her statement, like, you know what, this is what it was.
And people like, been like, maybe you know not what? Drop That's the like, music video.
Not drop the music was video. It, not
how
apology,
soon
not apologize.
Was the music video?
It was soon after.
Okay.
Within, I would say probably days.
Okay.
I think that if she would have just dropped the statement.
Like, this is like, you know what happened. This is what happened. Really this is my personal, and listen, mm-hmm. I'm not the best at dealing with situations. I think she probably should have reached out to Mr. Beast.
Personally,
even if she got 100%. Fired up about it 2 years later or something, you know, made her feel like she's constantly being pummeled out mm-hmm. there and like defenseless. Like, I would go directly to Jimmy first because 100%. The knowledge of me looking at his channel and his power and going, if I attack this person without contacting him at all, I'm probably going to get my ass tore up. Like, I would just assume that regardless of how right or wrong or what proof, that's not mm-hmm. kind of like how the internet works. It's like, you're going to get pummeled you're going up against Mr. B. So it would probably be a good idea to like, maybe first
her feelings
contact him.
Are valid in the situation.
Totally.
Like, they are valid.
I would have felt 2 years ago, I would have contacted him.
Totally,
like,
totally.
I would have been like, girl, come on. So like, not fair. So yeah. fucked. Like, totally 100%.
But I think that when you wait so long and if you don't contact, like, at the end of the day, it's like all about communication, right? Like, you have to be forthcoming about how you're feeling in those moments and that time. Or, of course, you can always do later when you process, but
totally.
Like, doing it to that person instead of making a public statement about it,
that
is very important. I think communication is very, very important in the situation. And the thing is, too, what I've come to realize, too, as like someone who watches Mr. B's videos, which I do, I think that he's very talented. His videos are such high production, high quality, high stakes that you can't assume that everything is just going to be like,
Not produced.
And like, it is going to be produced a little bit because you can't do that high quality stuff without it having a production behind it.
Mm.
It's just like not the reality. And the thing is like, they might have a storyteller behind mm-hmm. the scenes doing things. That's how reality shows work. They have people that are behind the scenes that are like producing what's going on because it's a production. So I think that, you know, she was trying to show like, oh, look, it's like Mr. Beaks just fakes all of his content. Like, it's not real because this didn't happen 2 years ago with me. Like, you know, that's kind of how it came to be. When I'm watching, I'm like, girl, like, this just looks like it's a huge production. Like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm disappointed for her. Like, no doubt. Like, that's so sad to hear. Like he totally screwed her over.
Right.
I didn't really expect him to do that, to be honest with you. I guess maybe I'm naive and I shouldn't be because I've been a creator for so long and I've mm-hmm. seen what people do behind the scenes. But for some reason, I guess because he does so much good charitable work that mm-hmm. I assumed he would never do anything like this. And I just assumed everything he does is how he says he does it.
Yeah, totally.
But now I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think to me, I wasn't that surprised.
You aren't.
Because of like the production of what goes behind videos like
that.
You
see how many people are like, yeah.
And I've done reality TV.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that since I've done some of those things and I've been like in those situations where it's like, I know that production plays a big role in like the outcome of what goes down.
100%.
And I think that that's just kind of like the reality of it. And so maybe she was shook about it, you know, obviously rightfully so. I would be upset too, but it is kind of like a big production. I'm not surprised that it turns out like that. But at the end of the day, like, I feel like it could have all been solved with just like communication.
That I think I agree with
direct
you on that.
Communication.
I think
like,
it's so like I think if you have any problem with an influencer, you think something, you know something, you prove something, always contact the person instead of making like the spectacle about it first. Absolutely. And it's like, if you do contact him and feel the need say something, then go for it, because then you could say, I talked to him and like, they don't care. Or like, I talked to him and this is what they said. So like, you have more to go off of versus like, you know, posting about it, the public's perception.
You know, and I think that it didn't do a service to her to like kind of make jokes of it on Twitter.
Did she make, whenever she was like, and the second retractment of the apology.
Mm-hmm. No, just during the whole thing, like she would like just say like little things like.
See, I didn't know this.
She would imitate like what people were saying and then she'd put them on her caption, like as her description.
I did not know this.
So it was almost kind of like making light of the situation. I think that as soon as you start making fun of a situation, like turning it into like, oh, you know, like a joke, it loses its like.
It loses the air.
Seriousness, the value of like what you were saying, because you're trying to make joke in light of people that are clowning you. So I understand like what she's doing. She's kind of like,
you're just hating on me, so I'm going to take it lightly.
Yes. So it's like, I understand that aspect of it, but I think overall it turns the situation into something not serious.
Yeah.
And I think it just lessened the value of what was even really said, and people don't really care anymore.
Like, yeah.
Because she could, I thought like what could have been more effective was if she had just made her statement, talked to him, made her statement, and then just let it be.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is what it was.
So the truth's out there at least. And like, that's your defense and the people, and now like the people know.
And they just know. And like, to not like to
go back and forth and retract it and do all these
things. It was the music video, all those things, like it lessened what mattered to her in those situations.
And what the big point of the picture was. It like made that smaller.
You know, if people get drama, they should hit us up.
Yeah. let us walk you through.
Listen, this is what I would tell you. No, absolutely not. I'm not that person, but
don't ever text me if you're in drama. Don't you fucking call me. Uh-oh. Honey, the door is closed.
Maybe the door's been closed for years.
We don't even know what to do anymore. No, we were in drama almost 6 years ago, Manny. We don't even know what to do anymore. What do they do now?
I don't know. I mean, I get little dramas all the time, but not like something whammo-y. I don't get into whammos, dude.
No whammos.
Like, no whammos. Nothing crazy, but... I really just wouldn't know what to even give advice on.
I wouldn't either.
Other than just like, you know, just constantly communicate behind the scenes. Like, I think that's the best
thing. I just think my advice, like, if you have a problem with another influencer, talk to them. You 100%. Never know how it might go. Because
absolutely. Just be honest.
Eons ago, you know, 9-10 years ago, whenever there's like all these little spats because everybody's getting popular in beauty and everybody's fucking at each other's throat. There were several conversations I have had with other girls in the industry where I had a problem and we squashed it or they came to me and we squashed it and the public never knew about it because we were both mature adults and we just had an open conversation instead of like going crazy on each other and posting publicly.
100%.
The amount of drama the internet doesn't know about because of mature behind the scenes conversations that have gone on. And isn't that like the right? That's why I always say like, just contact the influencer. Absolutely. If you haven't done that yet, then it's like careful what you post, because then people are automatically gonna say, why didn't you talk to them? I mean, I think that's the first thing the audience is probably gonna say or should say, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that's like, I mean, at the end of the day, everyone makes mistakes, everyone steps on people's toes on accident, you know, things like that. Like,
I think Mr. Beast made a mistake and I don't think he should have done what he did
in that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it was just dead wrong, whether it was for content or not. But I think she should have contacted him about it.
Exactly. I think that both were in the wrong.
His comments like while this was going on, because you did share the first. You're like, oh my gosh, look, Mr. Beast, because Manny knows I love Mr. Beast.
Yep.
So he's like, oh my gosh, look at this, Laura. And so I looked at it. So I immediately, you know, went to his comments, and even dazed by not one comment just on his page about it seemed like Roe.
But I think that's what I'm saying. Like, because of what happened and how she handled the situation, it constantly kept going back to her. And it never stuck to Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast, yeah. It seemed
because she constantly, it almost was like, it was almost too much about her in that way.
Not about the problem.
It wasn't about the problem. It was about the constant, like, she kept speaking about it, kept talking about it. And the thing is, when you keep doing that, you're opening yourself up more and more and more and more for more criticism, more shit. And then and then she has to make jokes out of it because it's so much hate coming her way, and then it becomes not serious.
So scary.
So it's like, it never really got to him.
Yeah.
Because.
Do you think he saw it?
100%.
Okay.
I do not think there's a world that he did not at least see.
Probably, right? Like, somebody probably were like, hey, look. Like, they probably showed it to him.
100
I don't know what it's like to be, like, the king of YouTube. So it's, like, I just curious on how much they see and don't see if you're, like, the biggest creator. I mean,
he
owns,
like, an entire block where he lives. Like,
literally, for all his, like, the compound.
Like, he's, like, in a compound. Like, it's, like, he just lives in such his own world. Mm-hmm.
That's why I was curious, like, what if he didn't even see this?
I'm sure a friend of him sometimes saw it, too. Like, there's no way, like, it didn't somehow get to him.
Okay, yeah. You're probably right about that.
Especially, like, for a drama that could get big, where it was, like, trending.
Mm-hmm. Was it trending?
I think it was trending, okay, yeah. And, like, you know, Ro did, like, a literal, like, tour about it. Like, what? She was on H3H3, she was on Trisha's podcast. Like, she talked about it on multiple things.
Wait, I did not. Yes. Wait, this just keeps on going. Laura, more information no, is Laura, pouring out.
First of all, it started on Trisha's podcast. Like, that's how it got brought up.
Oh, my.
And then Ro made a statement about it.
No.
Yes.
So it was a podcast first? I thought it was a statement first. I didn't podcast even know first. She did a podcast.
She was podcast first. And then she went H3's podcast talking about it. So she, like, did a low-key, like, tour about what was going on.
Okay, got it.
So it's definitely something that she wanted to be out there. It wasn't, like, some, like, oh, I'm just making a statement and let it go. Like, she made multiple appearances.
He definitely saw it. I didn't know there was a podcast tour. I didn't know. I thought it was felt, just...
I mean...
I thought it was one Instagram like. Post and two Twitter posts.
No,
that's what
no.
I thought it was.
It was much more than
got
that.
Got it.
Much, much more.
I would be...
Because there's also, like, the redacted statements. I would be the
worst drama channel ever.
Oh, yeah, because we literally just, like, shoot the shit. Yeah. I literally, like, I see what's happening, like, from, like, what's on Twitter and, like, my sub feed, just, like, from titles. I'm not, like, watching everything through, but I'm just, like,
I didn't even know that she, like, replied to people, you know, kind of, like, making light of it.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that either.
That's what I had saw that was, like, she was making, like, it's because I had watched Spill Sesh's video about it, and that's what gave me the information.
Speaking of Spill Sesh!
Oh, my God, face reveal! Come on, Christy. So, I actually, I glammed Spill Sesh for her face reveal. Which was honestly really fun. It was nice because, like, she had told me, like, the full circle moment of her was, like, her first video ever doing anything with, like, the commentary world was a video about me. Ah! Yeah, it was a video about
oh
me.
Oh my God.
It was like a photo of me and, like, in text. It was like text messages. It was about me. And that's why she was like, I thought it'd be really cool to, like, hit you up to be like, this is my face reveal. It's like a full circle moment for me. Like, you're, like, the first creator I ever was, like, talking about, commenting on from, like, a public perspective. And now having you glam me for my face reveal is, like, kind of, like, full circle. And I was like, you know what? That's super cool. Like, I'm super down. Like, Christy, I've actually known Christy since I did Sloan's podcast, like, a while ago. And that's where we met. And super cool. Really, really just down to earth, like, chick.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'd be happy to glam me for your reveal. Because it's, like, I think that, like... Even though people, like, you know, there's obviously, like, just drama channels out there, commentary channels, things like that. If you give me good vibes, good energy to me, to my face, you're not this absolute bitch to me online.
Yeah.
Like, I'm such a open person. Yeah. So when someone's like, oh, can we do this? I'm like, absolutely. Yeah, I'm so down. Like, because I know you're not coming at me from a negative place.
Right.
In any way. So it's like, for me, I'm always very open to, like, I just love having conversations. I love talking. Love, like... just meeting cool people that are actually, like, down to earth. And so for me, I was like, I would love to. And it was fun. It was really fun to do it. I glammed her. She looked sickening. I beat her to the ground, Laura.
Oh!
I beat her
as
down.
You should. That's what she wanted.
Honey,
she
I said, gave her.
Honey, don't give me a wispy.
No. I gave
she
her the
said,
full,
I want the full experience.
I gave her the full Manny Hemingway experience.
Oh, I
literally
love that.
Put my full glam face onto her.
Oh,
so gorge. Imagine how beat she was.
She was beat to the gods,
stunned.
Honey.
And she was stunned.
Stunning.
So that was just really fun. That was just, like, a fun little extra, like, little tidbit.
I feel like
happened.
Her page is, it reminds me more of kind of like what we do in a way, except
like
for she's
TMZ.
Way more factual and we're made more just shooting the shit. But
yes,
it's very
100%.
TMZ. Like, most of her stuff is, like, celebrity based, and she does a lot of research, and it's, like, a lot of celebrity based stuff.
She worked for TMZ.
Well, there you go. Well, it makes sense.
Because, like, it's so well done. Like, what she does is so well done and well thought out.
So many drama channels hone in on just beauty, which I guess it works. So
I mean,
I know what you gotta do. But I feel like hers has expanded past that.
Well, she has a lot of, like, celebrity.
Yeah, she gets a lot of big topics because she goes outside of this little bee niche because there's so much shit going on.
Exactly.
You know, so
she does a ton. She does, like, she focuses on, like, commentary on, and the thing is, like, when I watch a video of hers, I don't feel like she's giving me this really harsh opinion about something.
Or, like, trying to just take a massive dump on someone.
No,
like,
I never feel that. I feel it's very, like, these are the facts.
Matter of fact.
This is what's happening, and we're going to move on from here. So, like, that's why I like her so much too, because she doesn't give me this like bias very intense opinion. Bias, like, fuck this bitch. It's literally like, this is what's going on. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
The end. So it's like, that's how I saw the Rosanna, Mr. Beast thing, the comments and stuff. It was her video. And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that it went to like that level where she's like, you know, making light of the situations, situation, the comments, things okay. like that. Yeah. But like, also, like, no one deserves death threats. Like, it's horrible.
No one, literally.
She got a lot.
And honestly, that's why my main advice too is like, contact him directly, because like, if I was about to go against Mr. Beast, I probably
you
wouldn't.
You never would.
I wouldn't.
You never would.
I'd be like, Jimmy, we have a problem. We got a problem, Jimmy. I don't know.
No, I would literally just be like, Jimmy, thank you for the opportunity. And I'm gonna go. Thank you so much. That was a really fun video. I'm
thank you so
going.
Much for cutting me out.
Thank you so much. No, but you just have to be really like careful, because like, we're public figures and she's a public figure, and you have to be like just overly cautious more than you would even think.
Yeah.
In situations like that, especially when you know, have an audience that could be very, very intense.
You have like a brand.
Death
like
threats.
You don't want to also like, you know, you want to protect those
protect
things
yourself.
And, you know, do things.
You have to protect
with
yourself.
Due diligence.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's like, and the thing is, because Ro doesn't get into drama or tidbits or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So maybe she just is like unaware and naive of like what's,
I feel like that's
what
definitely
the world is
what
like.
The case is. I think that's definitely what the case is. I think she definitely felt, you know, pushed down, and she wanted to stand up for herself, and it kind of blew up in her face a bit because
and she didn't know how to handle the blow up.
Didn't know how to handle the blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she didn't know what was going to happen. Like, I
of
think
course.
She like genuinely didn't know.
I think so too. I really think she had no idea.
Uh-huh. So
that
it's sad. Like that makes me sad for her.
Me too. Absolutely. It sucks. But like,
uh-huh.
you just have to be careful. Like, this is one of those situations where it's like, you just have to be
very careful,
very communicative about with two people to their face. If you haven't, I literally just told her about this yesterday. I was like, a friend of mine hit me up for something and I didn't want to do it. And I was just like, you know what? Let me just be brutally honest. And that friend appreciated my brutal honesty.
The friend literally said, thank you for being straight up and not giving me some BS excuse like people do. That's what the friend said.
Mm-hmm,
and do you remember whenever I said, I don't care if people like me. If you ask me, I'll tell you the truth. But I mean, I think it's rude to go around just like blurting out your
opinion. Of course. Oh, yeah. I'm not the type. I was like, I'm not going to burst anyone's
bubble.
But
like, if someone asks
you
and people respect if you just give them the truth. Mm-hmm. Like, people will respect that.
They respect it. And so like, that's just like another like situation where it's like, you know, I was asked for something. I didn't want to do it. So I told them, I was like, I didn't want to do it. And they respected my opinion and why I didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. So I think it just kind of goes to show how important it is to just be as open with someone, especially if they're asking you about something as possible. I'm not saying going around and burst people's bubbles. Like, I'm never a bursting bubble girly. I'm like, if you think you look sickening in that, then you look sickening in that. But if you're going to ask me what I look like, I'm going to be like, you could change. Not as harsh, but I will always give you my honest opinion if you are asking for it. But I'm not going to burst anyone's bubble.
Yeah, no way.
You know?
Okay, so freaking sad. Matthew Perry passed away so unexpectedly. He literally shocked everyone.
The world,
essentially. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, I was so shocked because wasn't he in his 50s? Like, he was, like, relatively young.
Yes, he was young.
He was young.
But it was a drowning accident.
Which is so crazy. So he had playing, like, a two-hour game of pickleball with his friends. He came home. Mm-hmm. I believe he took medication that was prescribed to him.
Okay.
And this medication does not work well with heat. And then he got in his jacuzzi and passed away because of
Laura,
the medication.
I didn't even know the story.
Yes.
So what was it that act like?
Ty, what was the medication?
He has no idea either.
Okay.
So basically the medication just didn't work.
Like apparently like there is a like notice on it. Like don't take it and like go in a sauna, jacuzzi, like get your core temperature
light-headed,
raised,
like,
hot yoga.
Very,
like this medication, like you can't do that. So I don't know.
So it was a freak accident.
Yeah, it was a freak accident.
Probably,
it was literally an accident. Oh, you know what I think the medicine was? So if you are an opioid addict, this medication, some people have to take it for life. I know people who have taken it before as well that have had addiction issues. Mm-hmm. This medication, it helps wean you off of it. And sometimes you have to stay on it to keep you away from the addiction. I don't know all the science behind it, but I believe that's what it's for. And so like, there's just a warning on it about the heat in it and like your core temperature.
Raising.
So
how are you supposed to like prevent from being
hot,
though?
God, he didn't know. He didn't know. Oh my God, he was just gonna relax in his jacuzzi.
Yeah.
So fucking sad.
It's devastating. It's literally devastating. I mean, he obviously was, his biggest role was being friends.
Yes.
I also, when they, because of this passing, they talked about how much money they make annually.
$20 million a year in residuals off Friends.
Each of them.
Each of them.
That really shocked. And the thing is, I was like, look at, and look what's going on with SAG. Like, these bitches can't even get.
I know. Can't even get crumb. A crumb. They can't even get a crumb, which mm-hmm. actually brings us to our next topic, Megan Fox. So apparently, yes. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. If you were an acting celebrity, an actor, you were not
a big star.
A big star. You're yeah. not supposed to dress up
for Halloween.
For Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I actually have it here. I like screenshotted it. So.
Is it you're not supposed to dress up as an actor for Halloween or just
no,
in general?
You can't be like something that's a big role.
Okay,
you can't,
you're not
like,
supposed
be like
to
a
dress
studio
up.
Thing. So basically, Megan dressed up as
Megan
Kill
Fox.
Bill.
Okay.
Megan Fox was Kill Bill. And so SAG had like released, like, you know, obviously you guys, if you guys might not know, SAG is in this like, you know, turmoil with studios and production, and like they're, you know, in this really big strike right now, you yeah. know? And so SAG had released these like things where like you cannot, or like they suggested, like, no, they basically were like, you cannot be a Halloween costume that is like based off of like one of the production companies that were striking. And that is one of them. And so Megan, not only did she dress up as Kill Bill, she posted on her caption tagging SAG in her Kill Bill costume.
Oh shit, like yes. as a F you.
As like a fuck you. As like a big
like
fuck
you're
you.
Not gonna tell me what to do for Halloween.
Exactly. So then so Lisa Ann Walter basically just slammed her for it, but basically being like, girl, what a rebel you are. Kind of being like this is so stupid. Like you really swear like you're like this rebel, like keep posturing and things like that. And the thing is like because Megan's an A-lister,
yeah.
Other, you know, actors don't like that are not A-list don't get the treatment and like the
can act like that
can act
and
like
get away
that
with it. They'll get pummeled.
It. Yes,
she's exactly. so big and famous that it's like she can't act like that. Whatever, fuck you. It. Anyways,
and
like
she gives me like I mean, her and Machine Gun Kelly, they both give me such like rebellious energy. They
give
always
me like
have.
They honestly don't give a fuck.
Give a
and
fuck.
To be honest, I'm not surprised.
And also, like if I was them, I wouldn't give a fuck either.
Honestly,
think.
Yeah,
like, I'd just
I mean,
be kind of like okay,
like,
and.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I would do. So I think it's like, I will say, I do think that as one of the strike conditions is a little like, don't dress up as a Halloween costume.
If I had to guess, there are actors out there who dressed up as actors this year.
I'm sure
if
many
we dug
did.
Deep,
or a costume.
We would find
like
plenty.
A Barbie costume.
Plenty. We would
you know,
find
a
ton. That-
there was literally a thing that said like, circling Barbie's thing and like, you cannot be Barbie. And actors had like said like, girl, y'all doing the most here.
I just don't know that would 100%. What do I know about it? But would that really affect the strike for someone going to a Halloween party in a costume? I don't know.
It's not because the thing is, at the end of the day, like the movies got watched.
Yeah.
Maybe the things got made. And if someone wants to do Barbie and Ken, they're going to do Barbie and Ken.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that, like, you know, Megan Fox dressing up as Barbie is going to inspire everyone to do Barbie.
Yeah.
The movie inspired it already. It was already done.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I think that plays into it, but I don't know. I thought that was a very strange, like, SAG, like, thing to be like, do not dress up.
I didn't even know they had that rule, which that's crazy.
That's too much. To me, like, that's girl, y'all doing the most. Like,
Megan Fox really said.
Megan Fox, and I think that, you know, our opinion on that being like, girl, that's too much. I'm sure the majority of actors is like,
I'm sure.
Are you tripping? Like,
I'm sure.
Are you literally tripping?
I do
right
get
now?
Like her tagging SAG is like so messy and unnecessary. It's so unnecessary. And I get why that other person was like, no, girl
you're trying
come
it.
On. Like,
yeah,
why are you
I was
doing
just
all this?
Trying to eat a meal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. But that's our last topic, anyways, guys, for Rapid Fire. We hope you guys enjoyed. But we have a secret word we want you guys to leave at the end.
Oh, my God.
End.
What should our secret
only
word
for people
be?
That stayed to the end of the episode.
We want it to be a secret.
We want it to be a secret. So don't comment why you're leaving this word. It's just for people who hung out towards the
yes,
end.
The full fam that lasts to the
yes.
end. Try to implement the word Barbie if you comment. Implement the word Barbie into your comment.
Only
if you made it this far.
Uh-huh. And that's it for today's episode. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, like, subscribe if you're not subscribed. We would love to see you guys being subscribed. And we will see you guys in our next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.